Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, Enjoyers. Welcome to Vision Sunday for 2021. Before we dive in today and begin to speak into our future, let's just go here.
Yep.
Let's be honest. For many of us, in fact, for most of us, 2020 has probably been one of the hardest years of our lives. While Victoria may be the state that is still in lockdown, many of our locations are still in lockdown,
yeah.
We know and we understand that we've all felt the realities of COVID virus one way or another. Every location of Enjoy Church has had to and is still navigating the separation, isolation, and restrictions that have been placed upon us.
You know what? The furnace, it's in the furnace that our faith is put to the test. It's not when we're skipping across the mountaintops, it's in the hard places. You know, when Paul and Silas were arrested and thrown into prison, it says in Acts 16, verse 25 to 26, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. You know, I love this imagery on so many levels. Paul and Silas were in lockdown through no fault of their own, but at the midnight hour, they made a faith decision. They made that decision to lift up their eyes, to lift up their voices to heaven, and begin to praise the only one that could save them. It was their faith in action that saw them saved.
That's right, Georgia girl, no doubt about that. And it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's faith that saw another in the furnace when they found himself in that place. And it was Stephen's faith in God that saw Jesus stand at the right hand of the Father, cheering Stephen on the day that he was martyred. Yes, church, it's been a hard year. It has been a difficult year. But if it's those who live by faith that are going to see the salvation of God, then COVID or no COVID, lockdown or no lockdown, we'll continue to live by faith and do that which we've been commissioned to do by Christ.
Amen. And that's why in the midst of possibly the hardest year of our lives, we are still dreaming and prophesying and speaking into the year that lies ahead, still stretching towards that which is before us.
That's right. So 2021, if we were to go straight to dictionary.com, which we know that a lot of people really love, and look up the meaning of our theme for 2021, it would simply say the following: the spatial property possessed by an arrangement or position of things in a straight line or in parallel lines. The theme for 2021 is, of course, alignment.
Yes.
Anyone who's ever driven a car that has a front end that's out of alignment knows the very real benefits that come with alignment.
And anyone who's ever experienced headaches or pain that come from having a spine that's, you know, out of whack and it's out of place, then you understand the very real benefits of seeing a chiropractor and being snapped back into alignment. You know, Jesus knew and understood and taught us well the principles of alignment. Matthew 6, verses 9 and 10 says, "Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I think we can clearly say that this is a prayer of alignment.
That's right. When Jesus said to the centurion in Matthew, "I have not found such great faith even in Israel," it was because the centurion had said in Matthew chapter 8, verse 9, "For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." Now, most theologians and scholars would agree that the centurion's faith came as a result of his revelation of authority, to which I would say, absolutely. This is a wonderful example of the essence of alignment. The truth is, we could go on and on with examples all day long when it comes to Jesus teaching about alignment. What about when Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 19, "I assure you, the Son of Man can do nothing by himself. He only does what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does." This is what alignment is all about.
Yeah, so church, in 2021, we're off to the chiropractor so that when we all come out of lockdown, we might come out together, perfectly aligned in the authority of heaven. Our theme for 2020, as you know, has been our Father's house. You know, the irony of this year's theme is that the vast majority of us have not been able to attend our Father's house. But I would think that most of us would also probably say that over this year, in many ways, we have seen our Father's house at its very best. Amen. For our Father's house isn't a house made of bricks or concrete, but instead it is living stones. It's you and me that the Lord Himself builds together for His glory and for His presence.
Amen. Isn't that the truth? And so while we're all longing to be together again and enjoying physical fellowship, praise God. Praise God. Hobart, Adelaide, Grand Junction are already there.
Yeah.
But while the rest of us are on our way, that we might all be together in this place. In the meantime, we're not going to sit on our hands and do nothing. That is not for us. That is not for an enjoyer. No, what we'll do is thank God for every good thing we've received in a year of oppression and do all that we can to make ourselves ready for 2021 by aligning ourselves afresh. This year, we haven't met now for 7 months, over 7 months. But without fail, week in and week out, we continue to hear stories of the goodness of God seen in and through our Father's house. We hear of miracles of healing. We hear of the miracle of prayers being answered. We hear of miracle provision, protection, and promotions. Promotions in even in this season. You don't want to miss out on next Sunday's services because I promise you, you're going to hear some wonderful stories of the goodness of God.
Yeah. So each year on Vision Sunday, we launch our theme for the year ahead and also our vision offering. The theme is the substance of our vision, and really the offering is the fuel to see it happen. We can talk about all that is in our hearts to do as a church, but it's only our collective generosity and our sacrifice that will allow us to do it.
Amen. That's the truth. For example, many of you would remember this video that was taken a few years ago now in the middle of Melton, in the middle of the night. Why don't we turn to the video? Hey there, enjoyers. Well, here we are, 2:38 on a Friday morning, and here I am sitting in a community that is just a little bit like memory lane. Memory lane, not in the sense that I've been here before. I'm not familiar with this community, really. Got a bit of a heart for it. I've always had a bit of a heart for it, but I'm sitting out here like I did when we went to Epping, and did like we did when we went to Bendigo, and did like we did when we went to East Campus, and now here we are, and I'm sitting out here in the middle of the night again, and I'm probably thinking to myself, Lord, why am I here? But something inside me tells me, well, Shane, you know why you're here. And so enjoyers, look out, because I'd reckon just when we thought it was safe to get a good night's sleep, we might be going again. But this is only half of it. So God bless your lights. Hope you sleep well tonight. You might be saying, Shane, why have you got your shades on? Well, it's easy. My future's so bright. I better wear shades.
It's one thing to have a vision, a dream, a revelation for the future, but when our Father's house gets behind that vision, all of a sudden, all things become possible. Yeah. Now, as of just this week, Georgia Girl, we have over 405 people that belong to our Melton location. And before the end of this month, we're going to take possession of this amazing building. And in 2021, I believe we're going to see it filled over and over again.
Absolutely. And in 2017, we sold our East location facility because we believed that God had so much more for us over there. Well, God's people, that's all of you, gave out of a heart of generosity. And at the right time, 3 years later, with almost 1,000 people present, we opened our wonderful new facility in Clayton South just this past February.
Amazing.
You know, since lockdown, well over 3,000 food packs have been given out through this very location and facility that we just spoken about.
Praise God, I'm getting excited. And so, but of all that we've dared to dream and believe for, and all that we've seen God accomplish this year, probably my favorite would have to be Cambodia. For almost 10 years now, we have ministered into this great country. And so, the great nation of Cambodia.
Yeah.
And so at the beginning of the year, Pastor Danny, in March, Pastor Danny, Pastor Bundit and myself, we all jumped on an airplane and went to spy out the land. We met with 100 or so incredible, amazing people. We sowed the vision of Enjoy Church Phnom Penh and returned to Australia just as the borders closed. A month later, just a month later, we started online services in Khmer into Cambodia. Now, get ready for it, enjoyers. There are 315 enjoyers who call Enjoy Church
That's
their
so
spiritual
good.
Home in Cambodia. Every week, basically,
basically, we have 265 of those people coming out for real meaningful fellowship. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible. So while I still watch online, the services online on a Sunday, most of them are gathering weekly in friendship groups and in leadership forums for training, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. God is performing a miracle in our midst, and now we're getting ready for what's next. Yeah. What's next?
So while we've been locked down, we certainly, as we always keep saying, we haven't been shut down. And now we're getting ready to come out like the lion out of the thicket, as it says in the Old Testament, and go after everything that God has for us in 2021. So with this in mind, you can align yourselves with what God is doing at Enjoy Church in two ways. Now, when it comes to the two ways, you've probably heard Shane say, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? So which is more important? Which is the thing that we need to look at first? Well, they're both vitally important, but we're going to speak about the vision offering first, because actually I think it's more exciting to talk about the theme, so we'll leave that to the end. But as we look at bringing our vision offerings and our pledges in this year, once again, it will be used to go towards all the normal things that we use our vision offering for, which is the establishment of locations, the buying and leasing of properties, the ongoing strengthening and developing of our Father's house, wherever God sends us to reach people for Christ. We have some very large projects also and works that are before us, from compliance realities in locations to car parks to venue hires and leases, as we look to re-engage in public services, because they are coming, they Amen. Are returning. So as we prepare our hearts to get ready to give and pledge towards this year's offering, we want you to see with us in the spirit hundreds and even thousands of people meeting in Cambodia, meeting in Melbourne City, meeting in Grand Junction, as well as all of our other locations. Brothers and sisters coming to Christ, Amen. Coming into our Father's house and coming and finding their new lives in Christ, coming alive in the Spirit of God and laying hold of all that for which Christ has laid hold of them.
I don't know about you, George, I'm so excited. Regards to this year's vision offering, we're stepping away from something that we believe has actually worked for us, which is a strange thing to do. If it's worked for us, why are we stepping away? And that's having two groups within the vision offering. This past year's vision offering has been our largest yet, with just over $1 million being pledged, which is absolutely remarkable. Within the vision offering, we had the vision family and also the vision builders. Yeah. But moving forward, everyone will be a vision builder. We're bringing us all in together. So if having two groups within our vision offering has worked for us, why would we change it? Friends, I want to say this to you. When Jesus was at the temple with his disciples, he spoke of the widow who put in just 2 cents, She put 2 cents into the offering. He said that she gave more than anyone else gave, for she gave out of her lack, not out of her abundance, as did some of the others who actually gave more into the offering than she did. So the point is this, we can hold to a method that seemed to bring about a great result in days gone by, or we can align ourselves now with a conviction that we believe actually does come from the Word of God. Not that what we did in the past was wrong, we just think that this is what God is speaking to us now, so we want to lay hold of this. We've always said, in regards to the vision offering, it isn't about equal giving, but it's actually about equal sacrifice. And having one category of vision builders aligns ourselves perfectly with that thought moving forward.
Absolutely. So November 15th is Commitment Sunday. November 15th is Commitment Sunday, the day that we bring our commitments and pledges before the Lord. So all we're asking you to do is to pray. Pray and align yourselves with what God asks of you. And whether you think it's a little or you think it's a much, understand and know that it's not the amount that pleases the Lord anywhere near as much as your obedience and your sacrifice, as you simply align your lives with what He asks of you.
That's right. So that's the vision offering, the side that will fuel us and get us ready for what 2021 has. Yeah. But the substance of 2021 in regards to the ongoing outworking of our vision at Enjoy Church is the theme alignment. Okay, enjoyers, get ready now. Lean in here as well and get ready to see the glory of the Lord.
Yes, if you would align yourselves with God, with His Spirit and with His Word, if you would align yourselves with His kingdom in the place that He has planted you, you will enjoy a dispensation, honestly I believe it, an outpouring, a downpour of kingdom authority and power and favor like you've never experienced before. 2020 has been like the craziest year for most of us. So why not bring to the Lord a type of first fruits offering? Why not say, Lord, I'm going to sow 2021 to you as a first fruits offering for the rest of my life. And in so doing, I pledge to align myself as a good disciple of Christ Jesus.
That's right. This is a great idea. To the best of my ability, this is what we need to say. To the best of my ability, I'm going to align my life to your word and to the spirit of your word. To the best of my ability, I'll align myself to the spiritual house you've planted me in. Yeah. To the best of my ability, align myself with my pastors and my leaders and the family of believers to which I belong. To the best of my ability, I'll die to my old life and align myself with the kingdom of God, that Christ might live, might rule, might reign in me, that I might play my part in advancing the kingdom of God in my life and through my life to the furthest parts of planet Earth. The fuel is our vision offering, no doubt about that. The substance is committing to this year's vision theme, which we now, of course, know to be alignment. Are you ready, enjoyers? Let's get ready to commit what God would have us pledge for this year's vision offering. Let's get ready to give 2021 as our first fruits offering for the rest of our lives by aligning ourselves with Christ and His Spirit and His Word. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. Yeah. And everyone said together, Amen. Because this is really what alignment is all about. Georgie, yes. Can I get you to pray? I want you to pray that all of our brothers and sisters would really have a clear word from God as to what they are to do, as to the part that they are to play as they prepare their offering before God. We've said it again today. It's not about equal giving. We understand that we're not all in a position that we can give equally. But it is actually about equal sacrifice. And we're asking every enjoyer to rise up in faith, seek the Lord while he may be found, seek the Lord and ask of him, Lord, what should I do? Couples, we encourage you, you need to pray together. What should you do? Families, I'd encourage all of your families to be praying together. What can we do? Business owners, can I encourage you? Yeah. What can we do? This, because at the end of the day, that's all we can do. I'm going to be praying that God would speak to myself. I'm going to pray that God would speak to us. I'm also going to be praying, though, that God would speak to you clearly, that in this season, you might know what you should do, that you can align yourself with what God is speaking to you, that together we might step into all that God has got for us. So, Georgie, why don't you pray for all of the Enjoy family, for those of us that are in Australia, for those of us that are in Victoria, South Australia, Tasmania, those of us that are in Japan, those of us that are in the United States of America, and also now, praise God, those of us that are in Cambodia. Yeah. Why don't you pray that God would speak to us all?
Amen. Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, that your spirit hovers across the earth, Lord God, and that there are no barriers, but Lord God, those whom you join together, Lord God, are brought together by your spirit under one purpose for one vision, Lord, to proclaim your name, Jesus, above all else. Lord, to declare the hope to humanity, Lord God, to see the sick healed, to see, Lord God, the lame walk, the blind see, the hardened hearts, Lord God, renewed once again. And so, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be a part of what you're doing. It's such an incredible thing, incredible call upon our lives, Father, to see your kingdom come, to see your will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. And so, Lord, as we come to this year and we start afresh, Lord God, with the vision that you have for us, Lord, and we come to this point where we're asking, Lord, what part of this do you want us to play? Lord, what part of this do you want us to commit to? What do you want us to bring into the house, Lord God, to be the fuel for the things that you want to see unfolded? Lord God, I just pray, Father, that you'd speak to every heart. Lord, you'd speak to every individual, every couple, every family, Lord God, every business owner, Lord God. Father, you'd speak to every youth, Lord God, that they would have come with their own conviction, Lord God. Not because they've been told by a person, but Lord God, because your spirit has come and spoken to them about the things that he wants them to do. The plans that you have for them, Lord God. Yes. Father, I thank you. It's such an honor to be a part of your work upon the earth, Lord God. And so, Lord, we take it seriously. I just ask, Lord, as each person prays, Lord God, Father, that you would reveal to them your will, Lord God, and in that time, Lord God, that they would commit just to obedience, simple alignment and obedience to your will, Lord God. And as they do, Lord, I know that you will do miracle after miracle to see it outworked both in their lives and through their lives and through them, Lord. Many lives will be transformed, Lord God. And so, Father, we give you praise and we give you glory, Lord, even now for what's going to be at the end of this period, Lord God. what we'll see done in the lives of people and in our communities that we live in, both near and far. Lord, we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.